Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Oh, hello. What's going on?
Yo, what up? What's the deal?
What's good? What's going on?
What's up, everyone? Not much, Big Red. What's the deal, everybody? It's Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. We in the house.
Yes.
Good. Good, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Everyone had a great week. What up to all the Puerto Ricans and Puerto Rican Day Parade, and hope everything and everybody was safe. Yeah.
Oh.
Hope everything went well. I hope everybody played safe. Hope no drama. No drama, no drama.
Right. I didn't know that was today. Okay.
Yeah, even though I'm sure it's somewhat of a bittersweet thing, you know, because, you know, still all the things that are going on in Puerto Rico right now.
Right, absolutely.
You know, about, 4,600 people dead, and power's still out.
Oh, yeah, they still going through it down there. That's crazy. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I have a friend that I used to go to high school with. Hopefully we can catch up and one day do a show, because she's been actually going down to Puerto Rico, you know, assisting and taking assessment of what's going on. And, you know, we would definitely love to hear a story or stories of what's going on.
Definitely.
You know, I was told that someone that I know, someone that a coworker of theirs, a father had passed away, and lived down in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
And it was hard. They had to wait to bury him because there was still flooding. So it was like some of the places, the area where they were, you know, the cemetery, like it was flooded.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, you know, way to go, number 45, way to go.
Right, exactly.
You never cease to amaze with all your with your buffoonery.
Yeah,
and you're just not
I guess
help.
He figured the paper towels, because, you know, you take the paper towels and you just wipe it up that way. Get the flooding up. I guess that's what he thought that was supposed to do that. But he's just disgusting.
Yeah.
It's just like, you got to be kidding me. You just leave them destitute and just that's it. And just like, okay, well, y'all just take care of your own. And we gave y'all all we can. We gave you paper towels and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, like, come on, are you serious?
Yeah, well, apparently he is, but it's okay. You know, it's just sad that I really have to, and I always try to touch on the fact of humanity. Like, once again, people are so big on nationality, but there's only one race. And that's human, but we're so divided by color, we're so divided by flags, we're so divided by, you know, other things. It's just all distraction. And what interests me the most is how people want to talk about how they believe in a higher power or believe in a spiritual force or entity, but at the same time, how could you believe in a higher power and still act the way you act or condone certain things that happen to humans, like to other people?
Because,
like,
they feel they're above that.
Well, how could
that's
you feel you're above this?
Yeah,
how?
They feel money. You know, some people think because they have money, they're above and beyond, you know, the higher power. They think they're beyond that.
But what about if you don't have money? Like, that's the whole thing. Like, some people really think that their race or their color just is the end all and be all. Like, you know, the sun shines and sets, you know, on me. And I'm like, yo, listen, I try not to make everything about color, because I'm not with that color thing, man. I'm really not. But it just seems, it's just nowadays, it seems like there's always a correlation between color and something like tonight, our topic. It seems, of course, it's inevitable where the color thing is going to come out, because it seems to be wrapped up in every goddamn thing.
Right.
Why? Why does it always have to be about color? Like, why can't it just be about, like, oh, your feet stink or something like that? Like, why can't it be something, like, just
right,
simple?
Right, like,
you know, but everything got to wrap in color, man. Like, yo, for real.
Right, right. It can't just be about you, just like you said before, humanity, humans. It doesn't matter what color. Like I said, you get cut, I get cut. We all bleed the same. Like, it's not like, oh, I get cut and I'm bleeding brown blood, and you know, somebody Caucasian, they bleed, and they, like, I don't understand where everybody thinks that, oh, because when a person, you know, is different from somebody because of skin color. We're all human beings. I have a heart. You have a heart. I got 10 fingers and toes, and so do you. You know, like, we all have the same thing, unless, you know, your pinky toe got shot off or stuff like that. But I'm just saying, like, we all have, like, we all have the same thing. Like nothing is different, but just my, you know, my skin tone is different from yours. But once again, you know, we know where that divide came from. It came from years ago, before we was even thought of, before, you know, our parents was even thought of. It's just, that's where it came from. It's from years and years of conditioning, you know, and brainwashing.
Yeah.
It's, and it's on both sides. You can't just say, I mean, it's on both sides now. Now, we can't just, you know, put it on one side. It's on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, it's on multiple people, you know. Yeah,
right.
you're true. But, you know, before we start to get into everything, once again, this is Big Red and Brother B with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Yo, right quick, you know, Kate Spade, rest in peace. Anthony Bourdain, rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace.
Yo, I can relate. I've been there. I felt that way before, but it didn't happen. But, yo, man, and that's just me being open and honest. So, yo, suicide is a real thing, man. And
depression, man, exactly, is a real thing. Definitely.
Depression, definitely. It's like, yo, I was talking with somebody. It's like, yo, you never know what somebody else is going through, man. So be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. Be careful how you treat people, man, because you just never know. Like, shit is real out here, man. Like, there's too many issues going on, and then there's also people with their own personal turmoil. Yo, you don't stop to take time to talk to somebody with a, hey, how you doing? I mean, listen, you never know. That, hey, how you doing? I'm just checking
might
on
make
you.
Day.
Could be exactly. You know what I'm saying? But, and also that harsh word that you choose to say, or the how you treat somebody, man, you never know how far that may go. So I'm like, yo, we're all here together, man. We're still playing these race cards. We're still talking this. We're still talking that. Yo, forget all that junk, man. Forget it. Just stop it. I mean, it gets to a point where it's just stop. It's like, yo, people out here hurting, man, and individually, whether it may not be something that you choose or have to deal with, we all have a responsibility towards one another. We weren't put here just to be individuals, you know, and think about ourselves. If that was the case, then I think everybody would just have their own planet. And
right,
then that would
absolutely.
Be that. But we're here together for a reason, man. And we really need to start checking on one another, you know, especially when it comes to that depression thing, man, because you just never know who's going through it, how they're going through it, and if they need help or not.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, you know, it's definitely something to think about. It's sobering. You know, you never really think things will get that bad, but, you know, to certain people, some things are that bad, and they're irreversible.
And sometimes it's the smallest things, and what may be small to you may be a big thing to them.
Exactly, man.
Like, you may be able to get over whatever it is that, you know, it may be that same thing. You and that person may have went through the same thing, but you're able to get over, and that person may not be able to get over it.
Yeah. Like, yo, I'm not going to lie. Yo, Robin Williams, yo, that still bothers me, man.
Yeah.
Like, yo, Red, like, you know what I'm saying? We grew up on this dude. We grew up on Mork and Mindy.
That's right.
You know what
man.
I'm saying?
Nanu.
We grew up, exactly. Yo, for real. And, you know what I'm saying? And all he did, you know, was make us laugh and made
right.
a lot of us laugh. But, yo, deep inside,
he was hurting.
The funny is like, exactly. The hurting wasn't there. Like, he, you know what I'm saying? Him out there making us, trying to make us happy. And he's sad on the inside, you know, it says something about a person,
yeah.
you know, but apparently that's something in them, they're not getting it, like, you know, and still, rest in peace to Robin Williams, man. Like I said, that just really just like, wow, you know. Caller 5891, you're on the air with the menu, what up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up?
Hey,
what's going on, y'all?
Brother?
Hey,
much,
chilling,
man.
Chilling, man, chilling. Brother B, Big Red, I hear y'all, but in all seriousness, you know, life is too short, and life is precious. Rest in peace to Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade. Like he said, we all bleed the same color. And however, depression is serious out there because you know what? I've heard some people saying, oh, but, you know, you have all this money, you're rich, you're famous, why can't you be happy? I'm like, listen, fortune and fame cannot guarantee you happiness because I look at an example. Look at Robin Williams, who made millions laugh throughout all these years, and look at what happened. He ended up committing suicide.
Right.
And, you know, you just don't know what someone's going through. And people tend to think that fortune and fame is your way to happiness. Really, it's not.
Nope.
It's really not, because you could have someone who may have a dollar in their pocket, but yet they're happy just to have that $1 in their pocket, and they're good.
Yeah. No doubt.
But
no
then,
doubt, man.
You know, you have to choose, like you said, choose your words wisely. I mean, if you're sitting there putting someone down, I mean, today, as a matter of fact, I was reading something, an article that a friend of mine sent to me about depression. Like, this woman was describing her depression because she saw the end of a relationship, her father passed away, and she was down in the dumps, and she contemplated about killing herself, but she didn't. She sought help.
Right. Right.
You've got to
seek
help from
somebody.
You've
got to get help from somewhere else or speak to somebody.
Talk to somebody.
Yeah,
but some people, you know what? they rather hide their problems. They rather keep their problems inside and not speak about it, or you know, they're fighting it in and they're crying inside, and you just don't know. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you have somebody committing suicide. It's a very serious out there. People don't realize how deep depression is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, to even to the people who are not stars, who are not out there, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, there's always help. There's always an ear, you know. And you know, we like I said, we all have a part to play. We all have a part to play in looking out for one another.
It's easier said than done. Because some people just don't, you know, they're just gonna, I don't know if it's pride that they're gonna hide it in and hold it in.
Well, they think that somebody's
gonna judge
them.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I used to feel that way, and you know what it was? It's like, you know, if you get to a point where it's like you don't feel anybody cares because nobody's listening. There's so much other things going on in the world. There's so much arguing. There's so much hate. So much fight. It's like nobody's really. No one's listening. So it's like, what's the purpose? Because you can talk to somebody, but it doesn't mean that they're listening. It doesn't mean that they care. And, and one of those parts of depression is like you feel like no one ever cares. Like you always feel alone. Like you can be surrounded by a million people and still feel alone.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter. You can be at your own birthday party and people love you and people expressing love and buying you things and making you laugh and all this and that, but you're still sitting there feel like I'm alone. No one gets it. No one understands.
Right.
So,
and
you
I've
know,
heard
but,
this
um,
many times from a lot of people. Whenever you hear about, oh my goodness, so and so, could you believe so and so committed suicide? So and so OD'd. What happened?
You know what happens? It's just that sometimes it's just that snap moment decision. Where it's just like, yo, I'm just going to do it.
Right.
This is what it is. It's like everything just seems hopeless.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's you know what? This is why we have to be different to one another, because it doesn't help turning on the TV and always hearing about rape or murder or some racist stuff or this
right.
is going on.
Because that also messes with your mental. You know, like
exactly.
Mental illness is at an all-time high now. And you know, I was thinking to myself the other day, you know, I see why it's is at an all-time high, because look, once again, just as you said, Brother B, look at all what's going on. It's like you
all
can't, it's like it's too much to take in.
It's so much negative.
Yeah,
it's so much negativity
right, it's so much,
going
exactly,
on.
Exactly. That,
too.
It's so much negativity. It's like,
that's why.
Wow. Like, because it's like you can't, my thing is, you can't escape it because you see it on TV. You see it on your phone. You go on the computer. Yeah, it's overwhelming. And it's get to the point
and
where you.
And social media, forget about it. You
right.
See all
you
that
see it everywhere.
Hatred.
It will drive you, and
the
thing, it will drive you crazy.
Right, you even see, especially if you see it in your own home, like you, it's bad enough. Probably your home life may be a certain way or whatever. Then you got to go to work with nonsense. Then you got to go, you know, you got to be on the subways and trains with the nonsense. Then you got to be on the. It's like it's way too much. Like way too much.
And it's at an all time high.
Yep,
it's at an all time high, and people sitting there talking about, oh well, I hate immigrants, or you know. All this negative stuff, or I look better than you. And plus, you got to watch what you say to certain people, because you know what? There's something that some people don't get, especially when you're putting someone down. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen this at the end of relationships where the person is like, oh, I have to tell them the truth about themselves. But if you're telling them the truth about themselves, why is it you got to bring up that, oh, you ain't got nothing? Oh, look at you. Oh, you're still working at the same job? Oh, you don't even have this. You don't even have
that. That'll make a person, you know, feel the way, too.
Yo, real talk, you know, before we get into the topic, I just want to say this. Kind words from Brother B. To any asshole who wants to tell you about yourself and how you ain't shit, or how you ain't this or you ain't that, do me a favor. Look at them and realize how much of an incomplete person they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Absolutely.
they seem to think that demeaning you or degrading you makes them better. But in all actuality, they're talking about themselves. Because
right,
they ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're not special. And they're mad that they're not special. They're probably mad because they can't be like you, or they don't have the resolve, or, you know, whatever talent that you have. They're probably just mad. They're probably just, and once again, that word hater is serious. Haters have, that's their job to hate. So you can't, listen, let them hate, but don't let it get to you. You know why? Because no matter what you do, whether it's you or someone else, a hater is always going to hate.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
My thing is, give them a job. Let them be mad. Let them stay mad. Let them focus on how you're great. But, you know what I'm saying, never demean yourself. Never lower your standards. You know what I'm saying? Continue to be who you are, because, trust me, it doesn't have to be to everybody, but to one or two people, you're just that special, and you mean just that much. So before you think about doing something crazy or something irrational or something that's just something you just shouldn't be doing, think about how it's going to affect other people as well. You know,
exactly.
Because there's always an alternative. There's always another direction to go in. There's always somebody to talk to. There's all types of hotlines and numbers out here. There's always something. You know, I remember one day that I was getting on the train. I was going to get on the train. I was waiting for the train, actually. And this homeless woman came up to me, and she started talking. I just gave her a dollar. But then that wasn't the end of it. She just kept talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. I stood there and listened. And then she said, you know what? She said, thank you. She said, thank you for listening. She said, I didn't need the dollar, but thank you for the dollar, but thank you for listening.
Right, she just needed that ear.
She just needed to talk to somebody.
And you know what? That's as humans, that's what it's all about. Just because she's homeless doesn't mean that she's not human. It doesn't mean she's not a person. Everybody has their ups and downs, man. And this, once again, this is how we have to be for one another. Me personally, I can't do negative, man. I have my moments. Yes, I road rage, but I can't live in the world of negative. Like, there's certain things I just can't do. If you come in with that negative crap, I can't do it. You got to stay away from that, man, because it's not good for any of us.
Right, exactly.
You know, and we're living in very negative times right now, you know, thanks to everything being put in our faces. But, you know, we have to endure. You know, no matter what. So with that being said, once again, it's the menu. Got K Dog in the house.
Yo.
Big Red, Brother B.
Yep.
Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. 347-324-3395. Tonight's topic. Who's the real drug dealer? Who's the real drug dealer?
Who's the real drug dealer?
Who? Yes. These pharmaceutical companies, man. Go ahead, Red. It's your topic. Set it off in the north.
Oh, my God. These pharmaceutical companies, you know, sometimes I see these commercials for the lawyer commercials. And, you know, some of those medications are medications that were out, like, years ago. And I don't mean years ago, like maybe 10, 20 years ago. I'm talking about years ago, maybe 5 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. Like one particular one for the birth control. I don't remember what the name of it is, but I know it was some type of injection. Now they're saying that if you've taken this medication and you've gotten cancer off of it or fibroids or this, that, and other, you have a case. So once again, my thing is this. Why put a medication out that you know that is damaging? You know that there are side effects, and not everybody's going to get those side effects. But why would you put a medication out and then years later people are going to be suing off of these medications? And it's a lot of them that I've seen years ago, and like I said, not that many years ago, that were out and they're supposed to treat this and treat that. But then now you have people that are getting complications off of these medications, and people are going to try and sue. So the thing is, they want to make money, but then you're kind of losing money, because if this person wins that case, you're not going to make any money off of that. You got to pay that person or pay the family.
Okay, right.
Yes.
All right. I'm not trying to be a butthead, but yo, when you came up with this topic, when you hit me with this topic, I just finished watching a commercial. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to take it there. I just finished seeing a commercial where it was some type of medicine for like your pets, and mm-hmm. then they were like, "Oh, may cause liver damage, or it may cause blindness, or it may cause something." I'm like, "Damn, we even messing up the damn animals, yo!" All right. You know, I don't really get it when, I mean, I know they got to post or say, you know, do their disclaimer or whatever when it comes down to certain medicines. But yes, these side effects are crazy. I mean,
right.
when it comes to the humans, I've heard, oh, it may cause, you know, anal bleeding or thoughts of suicide.
Or
it may cause, you know, your blindness in one eye or. And I'm like, yo, if you know this, and you know, they try to say, well, it's a small percentage. Listen,
right,
I don't care, because you might be a part of that small percent that turn around and like, yo, wake up like, oh, my butt bleeding. Like, what happened?
Right, exactly.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, like, yo, how do you
before you go to the doc, before you use that kind of crappy medicine, please go consult with your doctor first, because sometimes they're selling you something on TV, and it's the worst thing of all. It is poison, and that's how come you have people getting sick.
Yep.
And there's also lawsuits against these bogus pharmaceutical companies.
Yep.
Yeah, be very careful.
Because, you know, thing is, not to cut you off, brother, I'm sorry, but
yeah,
my
good,
thing
good.
Is, that, just like you said, now, say, okay, let's talk about, like, I see the commercials for the, I think, medication for to lower your A1C if you're diabetic. Okay, that's fine.
No.
But then when they're talking about it, but then they're talking about all these side effects that you're going to have off of it. So my thing is this, what in the hell is the purpose of taking the medication if it's a 1% or 2% chance that my damn arm going to fall off or my fingers are going to go numb?
Mm-hmm.
So you understand what I'm saying? So how is that medication helping me?
It's not helping.
Because
me.
next thing you know, you're going to have to take medicine for something else.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is
so
what
like,
I mean
right,
by...
But,
go ahead.
Well, real quick. All right, so, like, okay, I got sugar issues. I take medication.
Right.
My sister, who's in the medical field, sent me a link about, and she was like, oh, maybe you need to talk to your doctor about this. So I was reading it, and it was talking about how certain sugar medications may cause or could cause heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, damn, you damned if you do and you damned if you
damned
don't.
If you don't, exactly.
Exactly.
You know, because it's like you're taking one medicine to help for one thing, but then it causes something else, then you got to start taking medicine for that, which will probably cause some other type
something
of
something else, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then you'll be taking medicine for something else. And it's like, yo, no one wants to really live by a pill. Like, I hate that. I hate the whole pill thing.
Right.
I hate having to pop pills all the time, you know, for you know, stuff like that. But you know what the thing is? It's a reality. But at the same time, you know, I mean, could somebody just tighten it up just a little bit so That way we don't have to, oh, side effects.
They can't. No. They
you
don't
know, oh, it, yeah. screws, it screws up your sex
and,
life.
And,
or,
they don't want
you, know,
you
wake
they want you to be
you
dependent.
Wake up.
Right.
You might wake up with something that you don't want. Like, let's just say something doesn't work no more. There's going to be a problem. Or if something
right.
is so stiff that it won't go down.
You wake up. Wait a minute. All right. Now, I didn't believe it because, you know, like some of these, you know, these ED, you know, erectile dysfunctional medications they sell, you know, they say one of the side effects is, oh, if your, I guess if your woody doesn't go down after a certain amount of time, you know, you have to go to the doctor. Now, you know, me and my friends, we always used to laugh when we heard stuff like that, especially when the medicine came out. Well, some time ago, I had a friend who actually took it. He didn't need to take the damn pills because I don't know why cats think now like Viagra and Cialis, stuff like that is just like something to use just to be using. Yo, that's some serious shit. Like, I don't mess with stuff like that because...
Right, absolutely.
That's right. Careful. But, yo, I had a friend who, of course, will remain nameless, took a half of the pill. A half.
Damn.
One of those pills.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say he had to go to the doctor because he had one of those side effects.
Sorry for laughing.
It wouldn't go down. And I was like,
damn.
Oh, are you serious? It was funny at the time. But I'm like, wow, so you had to, like, go to the doctor with your meat hard? Like, that's crazy. Like, how do you...
He said with your meat hard, right? Like, how do you do, like, how did you drive? And how did you, like, would you have to walk there? Take
that's what
cab
I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Question is, how the hell did you walk out the house?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah,
everybody
exactly,
knowing,
right?
knowing your business. Like, you know, you got to sit down and you know, you got to sit down and wait that out. That's kind of crazy. But, you know, their goal, big pharmaceuticals, their goal is just to make a dollar.
Right.
You know, and they don't care whether we live through it or die through it. It doesn't matter. Because they'll just say, well, you know, well, the doctor prescribed it, and, you know, this
you
is
know
to help
the side
you.
Effects.
You knew the side effects, or you knew the possibility of this happening or that happening, so you can't be mad. But at the same time, I mean, it's like, if you want to continue to live, I mean, switching your diet doesn't always help. Because, you know, they try to tell you, oh, you know, you got heart disease, so you have to watch the way, you know, what you eat and start doing this. Yeah, listen, you can drastically change your lifestyle. It works for some, but it doesn't work for everyone.
Right.
Like,
so some people need
like,
that extra.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, I remember when it came down to the sugar and diabetes, but, oh, like they think it's stop pushing that bullshit. Diabetes is not just a overweight thing. Because, you know, one day I met a dude who he had sugar issues. And he was skinny as hell.
Yeah.
He was skinny as hell. And I was like, well, how could you have, you know, all these years they always said that, oh, it's like a big person's disease or a big person issue. But no, diabetes has nothing to do so much with your size. It has everything to do with your pancreas working or not working. You know, hypoglycemic, you know, all this stuff, like, you know, it doesn't have anything to do sometimes with your weight. Because you can control your weight and things can still happen. You can go out there and jog and things can still happen. You know how many times I've heard stories about people jogging and they turn around and drop dead?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yo, it happens. You can, once again, you can try and make a change in your lifestyle, but things still happen. So sometimes, yes, we may need to take some type of medicine. And it's not like I'm against pharmaceutical companies. I'm not against the whole taking of medicine. I don't really like it. But, yo, real talk, like, I mean, it's a serious issue when, once again, the side, it seems like the bad may outweigh the good. And when your side effects, you're looking at, oh, it may cause you to, you know, once again, like, thoughts of suicide. So it's like, how do you know that somebody's really depressed when it could be a medicine that they're taking? Because they,
right.
You never know. It could be a side effect of that medication.
And then guess,
like,
what's going to have to happen? Then you're going to have to
exactly.
take medication for suicidal thoughts. Because, you know, they have medication for all these things, suicidal thoughts and, you know, whatever side effects.
Yeah,
so now you got to take the medication for that.
Yeah, medicine.
Oh, it's quite
you know,
serious.
Depression and stuff like that. You know,
right.
And it's like, but once again, that's what's so crazy. You make this medicine, you do these studies, and then you turn around and you see what it may bring out or not bring out, you know, how it may manifest in certain people. And
right.
Yet, once again, you put this stuff out there, but yet I just find it interesting how you just have to gamble. You want to stay alive,
life.
But yet it's a, you have to gamble though. Like,
gamble
I know this medicine may kill me, or I know this medicine may have, this may happen, or it may give me heart palpitations, or, you know, whatever, but, you know, I want to live, so I got to take it. So it's like, damn, I mean, are we really living? Are we really
right.
trying to live?
Like,
you know,
to jump
because
on,
I think.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, what you going
to
say?
No, like, to jump back to what you said about the diabetic thing. You know, that's the thing. It's not just a weight thing. Like I said, you got people now that weigh 150 pounds, and they're, you know, they're becoming diabetic, so they have diabetes. But you know what that also is? Remember, Food and Drug Administration. Guess what? You think they're not tied in with that too?
Of course.
Because guess
be.
What? Everything that you eat has some type of sugar in it. Everything.
Yeah.
So if you eat, you know, you got to eat food, you have to eat. So if you're eating certain types of foods or certain things, and you've been eating this for a long time, yeah, that can mess you up too.
I mean, yo, real, all right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Now, I like food. I don't OD.
Same here.
I may have my moments, but, yo, I try not to go crazy. But listen, real talk. If I'm 43 years old, to all of a sudden, for a doctor to sit there and tell me, well, you have to change your lifestyle. Okay, well, what do I have to change? You have to stop eating this. You have to stop that. What? Get out of my face, man. What are you talking to? Like, you know, I'm waiting for a doctor to sit there and tell me, oh, you have to stop eating fried chicken. Yeah, okay. Then you're just going to bury me with a bucket, Jack. Because it may not happen. I mean, I do believe in everything in moderation. Everything in moderation. Mm-hmm. But, yo, it's just hard to tell somebody, you go to the doctor, oh, your blood pressure's high. You have to, you know, cut your salt intake. Meanwhile, you go to make, oh, I love McDonald's french fries. And, you know,
right.
some McDonald's french fries always be salty. It's sometimes the lifestyle change is hard, but, you know.
Because you know what it is? Sometimes, that's why you'll find a lot of people who don't like to go to doctors because of that. Because you know what? They don't feel that they could trust the doctors anymore. They really feel that they don't. Because, yeah. But then after, they're like, man, why am I going to the doctor, man? Because, you know, sometimes a doctor could really mess up your mind and tell you something that's really not there. You
right.
understand what I'm saying?
Well,
so that's
well, you,
why
well,
a
well,
lot
well,
of some
well, no,
people
that,
get scared.
Though.
Yeah, some
well,
people
yeah,
get
because,
scared
yo,
and some people are frightened.
Yeah, all right, because, yo. When years ago when the doctor first told me that I you know what I'm saying, like, oh yeah, you got issues with sugar, I started doing some reading, and then I read about like garlic and all this and that. So yo, it was kind of crazy. I started eating like cloves of garlic. Not something that I would say was the most fun part of my life, But I just started eating mad garlic. I think I was even offending my little young daughter at the time. She was like one and looking at me like I was crazy. But, yo.
Well, at least
your
blood pressure probably was okay.
Well, yeah, well, that's the thing. So, yo, that's the thing. I went back to the doctor. And then she was like, oh, you must be taking the medicine because, you know, the shit is bouncing out a little bit. And I was like, no, I haven't been taking the medicine. She said, you haven't? She said, what are you doing? She said, oh, I've been eating garlic and I just started eating different stuff. And he was like, impossible. Said, what do you mean it's impossible? Is it impossible? You can't just change your eating. And, yo, what was crazy was this was an African doctor. And I really didn't expect that. I didn't expect that from her because it's like I do believe they take more of a holistic approach, you know, than just conventional medicine. But wow, I changed my what I was eating. I went hard. I went so hard in the paint that like after that I just like I started binging. Like, next thing you know, it was just cheeseburgers every day and everything else. Because, real talk. Yeah, because, real talk, you go hard one way. Sometimes you just put yourself in a position where it's like, I can't take it anymore. And you go grab some pizza or you go grab some barbecue or you go grab a beer or you go do something, the stuff that you're
not supposed to do. Yeah, then you overindulge.
Exactly, because you just went too hard left. So when you came back, you got really right. And you was like, damn, like, you know.
But yeah, that's true. You have to, these doctors are not, once again, it's all about money. They know that they're getting paid. They know that they get paid off of whatever the pharmaceuticals and companies and whatever. They know that they're getting paid off of you being sick. And, okay, I get that because that's what you're there for. But at the same time, don't give me something that you know is not good for me or going to give me these side effects or certain things are going to happen to me. If I take this medication, then, some other organ is going to start shutting down or it's going to damage another organ. Why would you give me that if you know that's what it's going to do? You know what's so funny? My mother, your aunt, and I'm glad she told me this. She told me all the time. She used to tell me all the time when she went to the doctor. Ask them questions. She said, I don't care, give a damn what attitude they get. You ask them questions, okay? And even when I go to the doctor, I ask them questions, or sometimes I tell the doctor before the doctor tell me something, and she'd be like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, like you not telling me nothing. I'm not going to, like I said, I don't know everything. No, I didn't go to school, but you know, to be a doctor, but I'm going to research stuff. That's what Google is for. Like, thank God for Google.
Because sometimes that's why I'm telling you, reading is fundamental. You got to read into these things because sometimes doctor could tell you something and you're going crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
you're just
listen,
going crazy.
Mary Zanteno, Kevin Wilson, Sylvia Gayton, rest in peace. Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard numerous stories about the treatment, the chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it sounds like it's killing you more than it's helping you.
Hell, absolutely.
I've heard a lot about that.
I'm like, wait a minute, wait, whoa. Are we there, people? Like, when I've heard the stories about how, you know, I mean, forget the fact that you know, people are losing their hair. But you're talking about radiation treatment. So you have to hit somebody with some radiation to kill the mutation of these cancer cells. Like, all right, it's 2018. Cancer seems to have been around for years. You're trying to tell me that you haven't gotten a grip on this shit yet? But wait a minute. You can send a satellite or something to Mars, and you can send something all the way out in the deep corners of space, but you're trying to tell me you can't get a grip on cancer. Yo, get out of my face. Get out of my face. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Something like I said, the chemotherapy that I hear, it sounds like, you know, it sounds like murder.
Yep.
It sounds like slow murder, but yet it costs so much money. Like, it's crazy to put all this money into trying to stay alive and yet you still die.
But look at the key word, what you said, money.
Right.
The key word you just said, M-O-N-E-Y, that overrides human life, unfortunately. Because even if you look at HIV and AIDS, you mean to tell me that's been around? Huh, we know how long that's been around. Yeah, you can give people medication to just alleviate it. And like I said, you got it to the point where people have taken the medication and you wouldn't know if they, you know, if they're sick or not or whatever, you know, whatever the case is. But the thing is, you mean to tell me all you could do is just give them pills? You can't find a cure, an actual cure for it?
Yeah, it sounds suspect to me.
Absolutely. It's been sounding suspect for years. My thing is this. Like, what's his name? Oh, my God, I can't think of his name right now. The basketball player.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Okay, he announced that he was HIV positive how long ago?
Wow, that's over 25 years.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And it hasn't progressed anymore. Now, my thing is this. Now, you know,
I think one time they said they can't even, you don't even find it in his body anymore. Which I'm like, hey.
So now that's what I'm saying. He announced that. Now all of a sudden you can't find it in his body no more, and it hasn't progressed into the next stage. What's going on with
his
that?
Wife,
something don't sound right.
His wife never caught it. His son doesn't have it.
Right, exactly. So now what's up with that?
I ain't gonna front. It's suspect. There's, you know, people talk, and there's always been some rumors like, oh, he ain't got it. We've all heard those rumors before. Either he ain't got it or he paid for the cure.
Because he looks healthy as an ox.
He sure does. But my thing is, that's the thing. He was in the early stages of it. Like, he was in, like, before we got to the point of now where, like I said, people are taking medication. Just like you said, they look healthy. Yeah, they got the HIV, but they still, you know, look healthy. But that's my thing. He's been like this for a long time, so why hasn't it progressed?
Exactly.
Well,
you know what,
right to me.
What I find interesting, how certain diseases like make their debut and they're hot for a minute, and the next thing you know, now this comes along and it's kicking everybody ass. Because from what I remember, first it seemed like when AIDS came out in the 80s, and then the next thing you know, cancer came in and cancer is just running the show. Cancer came out, and then all of a sudden, nobody just, like, AIDS just went into a corner somewhere.
Right.
People just stopped getting, like,
exactly.
People just stopped getting it or something. And I'm wondering, it's like, okay, I don't think people stopped getting it, but were the drugs that effective and people, it was working and people were living longer? So they was like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, now that it's been on the market for so many amount of years, we can't continue to charge this amount of money because there's new medicines that come out that are cheaper and more effective.
We
got to come out with something else. So then, boom, there's the cancer boom. And cancer has been going strong for like a minute.
Yep.
The cancer's been going strong for a minute. But like I said, because you got treatment centers in New York, I know you have Sloan Kettering.
They got one in Pennsylvania, I think, too.
Yeah, they have cancer centers, and these places charge a lot of money. And once again, it's not like the process is the most pleasing and helpful, but, I mean, I've even heard stories of some people, they'd rather just not do chemotherapy. They'd rather just, like, do a holistic approach or something else because the chemo...
Yeah, and they get better.
It's hurting them. It's killing them. It's killing
some people
them.
Who have done natural cures, they've gotten better quick. Shocking.
Yeah, because You know what? I think it, because it's not such a stress on the body. Like, sometimes you got to look at – so I'm no doctor, but it's, sometimes you just got to look at things for what it is. Just like when it comes down to the sugar. Okay, it either means your pancreas is working or it's not. Or it's overworking or it's underworking. You know what I'm saying? Either it's one way or another. When it comes to your blood pressure, it's probably something that you have to stop doing in order to lower it. Or, you know, there's something that you shouldn't be doing that's jacking it up.
Right.
So there has to be a balance some way. Now, when it comes down to certain things just like cancer or, you know, HIV, they say it's like a mutation of the cells, or your immune system. AIDS is basically what your immune system is being, you know, is under attack, and it's breaking down, which causes you to have, you know, other issues. Like, you can have HIV but die from something else because your immune system, you know, was just that weak. So when you have the cancer thing, like, you know, oh, you know, there's all types of this: lung cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, this cancer, that cancer. There's all types of cancer.
Right.
It's like you just can't, you know, testicular cancer, there's brain cancer. Like, it's all, I'm like, wow. It's like a whole, not, you know, excuse the pun, but it's like a whole menu of freaking cancers. But wait a minute.
Yeah.
How do we get around this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do we, like, how is all of this happening? Once again, you can put stuff out in space. You claim to have put a man on the moon and everything else, but yet we still have these things going on in 2018.
Right. That's just like the flu. Just what you just said, that's what I'm thinking about. Look how big the flu was, and people were dying from it. I ain't never heard of people dying from the flu.
Yeah, man.
That was this year.
That was like this year last
year. Exactly.
Yeah.
I've never heard in all the years. And I had the flu before. I've never heard of people dying from the flu, unless it got to a point where you just weren't, like, getting, you know, you just got to. I never heard of anybody dying from the flu. You just drank fluids, and there really is no, you know, like, any one thing that you could do. You just do several things, you know, just try to keep yourself, you know, out the mix of stuff, and you'd be all right in a couple of days or maybe a week or two. But I've never heard of people, especially children or older people, dying from the flu. But guess what? Them flu shots, that's another thing. Why are they free?
Oh, man. Yo,
why are they
real
free?
Wait, Red, real talk.
You're on the real, man.
The elders, when you got sick, the elders either said, oh, eat chicken soup, or grandma used to say, oh, rub Vicks on your feet and then walk on the cold floor.
Yes,
like,
they did.
Or put a hot towel around your neck.
For me, when I was coming up, let me tell
you. You need protein.
Haitians had this oil that was made of natural herbs, but they would rub it on you, and that sickness would go away in a heartbeat.
You know why? You know why? Because it was probably so nasty that the sickness didn't want to stick around. Real talk.
Caribbean folk, oh my gosh.
My father used to
give
me give
you a
something.
Remedy that you will never forget.
They don't play that.
They're like,
this,
so I'm going to give you some home remedy. They still make it.
Yo,
and you know what? That's why a lot of people tend to think, if the doctor prescribes you something. But yet, guess what? Some people, they usually go to those nature stores and get natural herbs, natural pills. And you know what? It knocks that illness right out.
Yeah, you know,
it does.
If my pops used to give me something called, I don't know if they still make it, it was called 666. It was some medicine called 666. Remember that old medicine? Yo, it was called 666. Yo,
yeah, I think I do.
It worked because it was just so nasty. They probably gave you a spoonful of the devil just so that you wouldn't be sick anymore. It worked because it was just that nasty. Like, it was so nasty you didn't want to take it anymore, so it's like your mind said, all right, I'm better. I feel good.
But see, that's the thing. Remember Buckley's?
Mm-hmm.
Why did they take that off the market? Now it was nasty as all hell.
It was
but
working.
Why did they take that off the market?
Because it was working.
But it knocked
working.
Out a cold. But it could sure knock out
heard,
a cold.
But I heard the Caribbean version of Buckley's is way stronger. Way stronger. Exactly. I'm
oh,
like,
man.
Whoa.
Oh, I know about that. That stuff has some alcohol in it that could burn a hole through a rug. That thing was
yeah,
so
yeah,
strong.
I heard.
Let's just say, if you had a cold and you were sneezing and your nose was all stuffy, you just took it one night. The next day, you're breathing. You're like, man, I feel like $1 million. You forgot if you had a cold.
But see, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like that's what I'm saying. It's like why? Once again, it's a money factor. Oh, we don't want y'all going out there getting them herbs and spices and cocoa butter and hot sauce and stuff. We don't want you doing that. We want you to come to us.
But back
we want you to come to us. Get these pills.
I just heard from a very dear friend of mine. She just told me. She said, you know, you could still get Buckley's in Canada.
Yeah, I heard you can order it on Amazon. Oh,
yeah, you can go
you
to Canada.
I heard you know,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, because they took
so
it off the show.
Order.
Yeah, but you, but,
yeah
but,
they
yeah.
took it off
but
the
you
market.
Can, you can order, yeah, but you can order it on
works.
Amazon. Yeah,
it was nasty.
It
oh,
was,
my God. I remember
yo,
I had to take it one
God,
time.
So
oh, my God.
I know. Nasty
yo, it
tasted it
like you were eating Vicks. It tastes like
yeah,
you were eating
exactly.
Vicks.
You were eating
but
Vicks.
Yo, all you had
and
to take
I'm not
was
talking
like,
about the mint. I'm not talking about the drops, Vix. I'm talking about, like,
oh, no.
That vapor
yeah, the
rub.
The one you rub on your
nasty.
Chest.
The vapor rub.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But, yo, that's,
yeah.
But that 24 hours, you take it every four to 6 hours for 24 hours.
Good.
Yo, you it was a wrap. You was
yeah,
back on the road again.
It's crazy. Like, these... Like I said, I feel that we're being used as like guinea pigs. It's
guinea
like
pigs.
Bad enough you doing it to animals. Now you're doing it to the damn
yeah,
humans.
Even the
like
animals
I said,
you gotta be
that's
careful
crazy.
Of.
Nah, what happened?
Because you know what, some animals you gotta be careful of what you know these things you over the counter. That's why it's always best to listen to the vet because some vets they're really good. They you take your animal to a vet that's reliable
mm-hmm.
and they give you something.
True. They
you know,
treating the animals
probably,
better than they treating
probably,
us.
It's probably something that you can use.
Right?
Yeah.
they're always testing it on them. I mean, yo, I just find it interesting that and I find it crazy of how it's always gonna be the treatment more than the cure.
Yeah.
The treatment is always going to outweigh the cure because, of course, that's where they make the money.
Yep.
But it's like how does the money trump the healing of things? Like whatever happens to that just wanting to, you know, make sure it you heal somebody, you keep healing, not
right.
you know treating them, healing them, so that way. To keep going through this. Like, whatever happened to that?
Right. Absolutely. Like, with people having, well, I know I did it once. I had, like, you know how back in the days when people had the doctors that came to the home, like, they didn't really,
mm-hmm.
you didn't have to go out. All you had to do was get call on the phone. If you had, like, a family doctor, I know we had one when I was younger, and I remember the doctor coming to the house. I think that's what they need more of going on, where you get, like, a doctor that comes to your home or comes, you know, because I think it's more personal that way, but I think, once again, it's a money factor with that because I know a lot of people don't have the money to do that anymore.
Well, times have changed, and, of course, technology has changed. So, you know, when the doctors don't have that up-to-date technology,
mm-hmm.
That's their fear. Like, oh, my goodness, that doctor, you know, these old-school doctors don't have the technology of today to find out to help the person, so what's the sense of us calling this doctor to come into the house? And that's what's going on now. And now these days, some people feel, oh, well, let me go to the hospital and go check this out. But meanwhile, you know, some doctors are in it for the money. And they'll look
right.
at you and say, oh, you know, let's use this kind of medication. But meanwhile, the kind of medication that they're prescribing could end up causing harm than good.
Exactly.
Yep.
I mean, and
that's
what's crazy. And what's crazy is with that's why there will always be this long-standing issue when it comes down to healthcare in this country, because it's important. It's important. Why? Because people need money to feel better. You have to have money to get a certain type of. Sometimes you just have to have money to have a certain to get a certain type of treatment. Like it sounds crazy, but how could you not afford, not be able to afford, to feel better?
Right.
Like it shouldn't come down to a dollar. Shouldn't stand in the way of you getting the type of treatment or help that you need to make yourself better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at our aging. Look at the elders, the people that are getting older, and it's certain things that they're just not, like, not everybody can work until they're like 65, 75, 80 years old. Not everybody can work that long to keep maintaining, so that way, oh, well, I got to pay for this, and medicine are like $50, $100, $300 for just a little bit of something. I mean, like, not everybody can afford it. Not everybody can afford
exactly.
it.
Right, exactly.
So my whole thing is just like, how do we continue to sit back and allow this price gouging? You know, and it's like, well, if you want to live, then you do it. But how do you give somebody that option if they can't afford it? Like, you telling somebody 65 years old or 70 years old that can't work anymore or is retired, and they say, well, you know, well, your medic, this whatever is not being covered anymore, so you have to do that. Like, how do you put people in that type of dilemma to where they can't afford to take care of themselves?
Right, exactly.
How do you do that? How do you cut, you know, how do we live in a government that cuts these programs, you know, for assistance, especially how they treat the veterans in this country, you know, when it comes
man.
Down to
oh, man,
treatment,
yeah.
you know, and then you want more people to go fight?
Mm-hmm.
That's why, I mean, and not to jump off topic, but, yo, don't talk shit about patriotism until you're a patriot to the people who sacrifice their lives and their well-being and the people that are willing to do it, you know, for what this country so-called stands for.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember when, you know, the Gulf War and all this stuff was going down. I mean, I was hearing stories about, and it was even on the news, where people had to send care packages to their loved ones, send them vests and stuff. Wait. You're in the military. Why do I have to send my son or send my daughter a bulletproof vest? Or send? Why do I have to do all that? They're in the military.
Wow.
They should be getting taken care of, right?
Right, exactly.
They were reporting this on the news. Some of them who got wounded in battle and they were sent to, I believe, a hospital in some hospitals in Germany. Later on, they were hit with a bill.
Hmm.
How do you send a bill to somebody who just lost their leg or lost their life or suffering from PTSD?
Unbelievable.
How do you send them a bill? But they just went and they were giving their life for flag and whatever cause
You
were hyping up. You were hyping up at the time. How do you do that? And why do we continue to trust that?
Exactly.
So once again, it's like we live in a country where it's supposed to be united, and we talk all these rules, and we talk all with this and with that. We're not really united like that. And that's why other countries look at us and be like, you know, you guys are full of shit. You talk about you're united, but you're not. Because you're busy shitting on each other. You're busy trying to rob each other.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Corporate
running
greed,
all over each other.
And busy,
yep.
Exactly, corporate greed. It's like, yo, there's no reason why medications, basically, there's no reason why it should be more about the treatment than about the cure. Cure the damn thing. Like stop giving people this false sense of security. Because you know how many people turn around and cancer goes into remission, but then 2 years, 3 years later, it comes back? Sometimes it doesn't come back. But then there's times where it does come back. And then it's like they got to go through the fight all
over again.
Yes, they do.
Unbelievable.
And then a lot of companies don't want to cover it because they're like, oh, because if you have a pre-existing condition. I remember, who was it, Jimmy Kimmel, whose child had a pre-existing condition. And number 45 came in wanting to change something because, it was Obamacare / the Medical Act or whatever it called.
Yeah.
It. And he wanted to change something which would have affected his child. And he said something, and then number 45 wanted to make fun of it. Okay.
Wow. I never knew that. I'm glad you enlightened me on that.
So was it Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel.
So that's the thing. How do you do that? Like how do you tell somebody, oh, well, we can't accept you because you have a pre-existing condition, or the rules or the terms have changed, and we can't do this anymore for you because of that? How do you do that?
Because
that's a business move. Okay.
It's all a business.
And that's what I'm getting to. So you're trying to say that it's business and the lives. But if it wasn't for the lives, how would you stay in business?
Right.
See,
right,
you know
about
what I'm saying?
That.
You can't go too far because then, all right, everybody wants to start. Some people want to start, or the medical community wants to talk. Oh, the holistic approach is not good because, you know, your body needs this and you need that. But wait a minute, the holistic thing works for some people. It may not work for everybody, but it works for some people. But how do you tell somebody to not approach it? Because why? Because it's less painful. Because
they want to cut it off at
the pass. It's more natural.
It's a money thing. Because that's natural. We don't want you to do that. We want you to keep taking this medication. We don't want you to take that way. We don't, because you know what? That's going to damage you here, this, that, and the other. So you know what? No. If you take this medication, it's a fit. Once again, we are built on, they're building things on fear with us, and they know that's what works for us now. Everything is something to get us in a panic. Oh, no, you can't take that.
Yeah.
So take these medications, and this is going to help you out. And if you end up getting something here or there, your kidneys start shutting down, or this, that, and the other, you know, we got something for that, too. No. All you're doing is keep giving medication. People don't want to, just like you said before, people don't want to keep taking pills all the time. Like, if you're taking pills for one thing, okay, that's it. I don't want to take 1,000 pills and take this and take that and got to do this. And that. No. Let me just take my pills for this, and then you know what? Let me work on everything else another type of way. Maybe I can even get off the pills that I'm on.
And some people are willing to make that sacrifice and try to get off the medication, and sometimes it works for them, and sometimes it doesn't. But the thing is, the option or the choices shouldn't be that hard. You shouldn't have to, like, deal with that. I mean, you just shouldn't. It's like from what you said, from the side effects, you know, of the treatment, side effects are just medication in general, versus, I'm just going to live with it and deal with it and die, or I'm just going to go change my lifestyle. I mean, you have options. Some of them are not always viable. Some of them are. But then, once again, it boils down to the fact of, can you afford it?
Right.
So, once again, it's like, can you afford to keep living? Because you have to, because basically you have to pay to stay alive. That's what it boils down to. You're paying to stay alive.
Right. Because even with people that, you know, like, they have to pay, like, you have people that have to pay out of pocket for their medication. So, guess what? Now you have a person that may not be making a lot of money, and this person may be working. And some of these medical insurances with these jobs are not that good either, because if you got to pay out of pocket for your medication, guess what? You got to pay the medication. Now you got to make a choice of whether you're going to pay your rent or pay for your medication. Pay for food this week or pay for medication. Pay to get to work or pay for your medication. depending on what you
exactly.
take.
Exactly, you're right about that.
And I've experienced that myself where I got to, you know, worry about whether, okay, am I going to get to work this week or I have to pay for this medication? Well, I need my medication so I don't get sicker or, you know, I can stay alive or whatever the case is.
Well, you got to pay for the medication in order to keep going to work so you can keep paying
right.
the rent.
Exactly, so I can keep going to work.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But the landlord don't want to hear that.
Absolutely.
Well,
but that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
it's like it's sad to that point. Mm-hmm.
Your stomach don't want to hear.
No, we
can't feed you today because I got to go get that medicine. Like, you know, and wait a minute. But then there's some medicine that just says, oh, you have to eat when you take it.
Yeah, even for,
so I can do it for you, ma'am.
I was getting ready to say it. Some medications, they got to say, oh, you have to take with food or drink milk.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
My goodness.
It's like, well, I can't.
Well,
well,
I
ain't got
it.
Take a shot of vodka. Might as well say, hey, take a shot of vodka and you'll be better.
I know, right? Shoot.
Listen, man.
I can't.
It might work. It might work. I know it
works.
Oh,
but some people have used
when
alcohol.
When I get sick like that.
One time
well,
I had
if
a cold.
If there's alcohol in the medicine, what do you think is really healing you? The drug part,
exactly.
The chemical part, or the alcohol?
Dig this. One time I had a cold, and I really wasn't feeling well. I had some tea, and I put some rum in it. That tea knocked out my cold.
That's the best thing.
Oh, my God. Look, you've been feeling good all day long.
Hell yeah.
Yo,
put some rum up in there. Put some rum up in there.
Some rum or some brandy.
Yep.
But, you know, that's what they used to do years ago, though. Like, that's what they used to do. Give you a little bit of liquor, put some little rum in your tea or something. And they drink this, Owl, and you'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
Like, yo, I remember. I mean, I've never tried it. But I remember back in the, like, years ago, the elders were like, oh, or doing the baby teasing, just put a little bit of rum or something on their gums and it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and when you think about it in hindsight, like, wait a minute, you trying to get a baby drunk? But actually, it's probably the burn of the alcohol that knocks out, like, the itching and the pain.
Yep.
But then you have the other stuff like ambisol or certain things that are chemical that you put on your teeth. But then again, you never know. I mean, listen, look at
they took that off the market, you know, the baby ambisol.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
They took that off the market.
Oh, wow. I wonder why.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
Like, look at toothpaste.
I wonder why, too.
They talk about fluoride is poison. They talk about fluoride is poison, but then they say, oh, well, only in certain amounts can it actually kill you. Just like the sugar-free soda.
Mm-hmm.
What's that stuff, aspartame?
Aspartame.
Yeah,
I asked my doctor
about that. And he said, oh, it would have to be a large quantity of that you'd have to take before it, you know, it does something to your body. And I'm like, but over time.
Drinking it, yep.
To a large amount. Like, sometimes your body doesn't always push out everything that it takes in. Sometimes it stores certain things. And you never know. That's the whole thing. It's like, I'm not a doctor. We're not doctors here. We don't, you know, we don't fully know. And everybody's body is different. Everybody's
right.
body processes things, you know, a certain way. Like, just when somebody wants to do studies on, you know, listen, from white people to black people to Spanish people to Indian people, everybody's bodies in you know, genes are different.
Right.
So whatever study,
mm-hmm.
unless you're going to do a study or some trial basis of a medicine on each nationality, you never know. But then again, even with, once again, every black person ain't the same. Every Indian person
right.
ain't the same. Every white person ain't the same. Everybody's body is individually unique and different. What may work for you may not work for me. It's all about this.
You're right about that.
And like I said, I mean, I've heard stories And one time I was reading it somewhere where they were talking about they believe that there are certain people that just can't get things. Certain people are immune. Certain people's bodies are immune to AIDS, or certain people's bodies are immune to cancer. Like, their body's just immune to certain diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, wait a minute. Really? Like, how is that possible? Like, they haven't been able to actually pinpoint or figure it out how it's possible. But they said that they've, you know, done studies, and it's like there's certain people that just can't get it.
That's
which goes to show you, once again, we're not all the same. We're not all made up the same. So when you give one person, you know, one medicine, you give them all the same medicine, you never know what it's going to do to different people.
Yep, exactly.
But of course, that's once again, that's the risk that you take when you want to stay alive. So that means, like, some of these diabetic medicines, they tell you, oh, you know, it may give you upset stomach or diarrhea. Now, how do you feel when you just take your medicine and then you're on your way to work and then you got the shit? Your stomach just start hurting and all of a sudden you get the shit.
God.
Like, yo, that's not cool.
No, it's
like,
not. Believe me, I know that experience already. Whew.
Like, what if you had a job where you just can't take the potty break all the time? You know,
right?
What I'm
exactly.
Your
yep.
boss is like, "Yo, you more in the bathroom than you're supposed to be
but
at
you
work."
Know what,
if
but
you
know what these
if
jobs
sick,
do
you
now?
Stay at home.
You know what? No, but you know what they do now? They have you do what's the thing? Reasonable accommodation. They have
that?
A reasonable accommodation. So that means if you have any type of issue, like even issues like that, you have to get a letter from your doctor. They give you a paperwork that you have to get a letter from your doctor stating that, oh, well, the medication that you take, you know, you have you going to the bathroom or you have to, you know, you have to go to the bathroom a lot. And then they do that so this way you can be covered. So just in case if you spend a lot of time away from your desk, they'll know why you're spending time away from your desk. So it's always something.
So if I get a letter from my doctor,
man.
If I get a letter from my doctor saying that, you know, Brother B needs to, you know, take a shot every, like, once an hour, you know, for the next 8 hours, like a shot of Hennessy or something like that.
I don't know about that.
A shot of Grey Goose. I mean, listen, I have a cold. Only when you have a cold,
oh,
like you got to take a shot, and you got to put a shot in your tea. He has to have a shot of rum and tea, you know, every hour.
You don't need a letter.
Know.
I bet you. I'm sure some of them people have liquid lunches anyway. So
exactly.
I'm sure some people walk around with doing liquid lunches anyway.
That they do.
But you know the level. But when they say, hey, you. Hey, you smelling funny. Well, nope, my doctor. Here's my letter. Like, I don't want to hear
it. Here's
my letter. I'm
medicated.
Like, don't try it.
I take blood pressure medication. It's going to make me smell like Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. I mean, yo. You know what bothers
like Pepe
me?
Le Pew around here.
Like,
that's
I was
the thing.
Watching,
that's what...
I was watching some a video. Like, you know, people put videos on Facebook. And they were talking about how some police in other states are doing this thing where if you look like you're inebriated, and that can go anyway. That can be for like alcohol. That can be for like marijuana. If you look like you're high, how do you know someone is high? How do you know it's not the effect of a medication?
Right.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
You never know.
Oh, you never know. You're stuttering or your slow speech. How do you know I'm just not tired?
Right, or I might have took some Ambien.
Yeah, and I just started screaming out racist stuff.
I still
that's crazy.
That's
man.
Another
that's
time,
crazy.
But I took some because that. I mean, that's when you take stuff like that, like. I'm a muscle relaxers, and I take those once in a while. They tell you on there, it's one of the side effects, it makes you drowsy. And it lets you, you know, among the other things like your stomach ache, you know, all that stuff. But the drowsiness, and it tells you you cannot operate heavy machinery. So guess what? If I take that and I go behind the wheel, well, I will hope that I wouldn't do that. But if I go behind the wheel and, you know, the cops stop me and I'm looking all crazy like, I looked like I was drinking, but you know, no, I took a pill and I'm trying to get home now. So I mean,
but then you're in trouble because it's like, well, you knew that you were taking medicine that you're not supposed to be operating heavy machinery, yet you did it anyway, even though you need to get home because you may live in an area where there's no public transportation,
right?
Or it takes forever to get home, so you know you got to do what you got to do. There's always a catch. 22 to something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, there's always this catch 22 to something. And my thing is, I mean, like I said, how do you give somebody a medicine and it says, oh, you know, may cause depression?
Right.
I don't. You gotta fix that.
I've seen the commercial
on so many ways.
Yeah, it's a lot of medications that are out there now. And especially, like, for, like, a lot of those are, like, for, old, like, the older people, too, like, a lot of the elderly people. Like, some of those medications are, like, for, like, they have the one for, I think, for dementia, and they're saying that it may give suicidal thoughts. Why would you, the hell would you want to give your grandparent or parent that type of medication known as it's going to give them suicidal thoughts? Are you kidding me?
And they already have a debilitating disease.
Exactly.
Already, so you know, it's something to make to give them suicidal thoughts may just push them over the edge. I mean, you know what? Sometimes when we look at certain situations, we never really know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, when we talk of what we were just talking about with Kate Spade and you know Anthony Bourdain. Yo, how do we know they weren't taking some medication that just made them start thinking like, oh, this is hopeless, this, that, and the third? I mean, like I said, we all know depression is real. But how do you take a medicine that can actually bring about depression?
Right.
Or actually, it changes the chemical imbalance in your brain, and you start thinking another way. That's very deep.
Scary. That's scary.
No,
yeah,
it is
scary. Because it's basically a mind-altering drug. So you no one should really be operating heavy machinery or doing much of any goddamn thing depending on what medicine you're taking. Because when have you ever heard, and I'm talking to the both of you and I'm talking to everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio Land, when have you ever heard of a medicine that says, oh, side effects include great sexual appetite, or you may want to go out and eat cheeseburgers, or you may go out and want to party and have fun. Like, you know, or you may laugh.
I have never heard that. I wish I would have heard about that.
Right?
Because I've never heard about that.
Like,
exactly.
You've never heard of any type of... Listen, the only thing that I know that does stuff like that is kind of like smoking marijuana. Like, you know,
exactly.
People get laughed, they have the munchies, but I never heard of anybody getting depressed.
And with marijuana, you know what it is with marijuana? It's originally a medicine. And
it's from the earth. It's a plant.
Exactly.
It's like cocaine.
That's right, because the birds and the bees love it.
Yeah, and the cocaine. but cocaine. And Coca-Cola, years ago, what was the main ingredient?
Cocaine.
Exactly. But you never hear any good side effects. Or may make you want to go out and get married or go out and, you know, like...
And wild out.
Yeah, exactly. Any positive side effects. Everything is always something negative. Oh, your foot might fall off. If your finger turns green in the next 48 hours...
I'd like to tell the person in the ad, are you trying to tell us something here? Not to take this medicine?
But you know what is crazy? I mean, not to switch real quick, but it's just like when it comes down to certain apps that we use on our phone. It tells you that we need permission to go into your phone to do this, 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 that, and the third, and we're going to change this.
Oh, yeah, they do.
But yet we still do it.
Yep.
That's why they will continue to make money off of us, because even though we were given a warning, we still do it. Like, you know what's crazy is when you have an app that says, oh, you know, we need to allow access
to your camera, your pictures.
Exactly. So just imagine you taking a video of you and somebody doing something. And the next thing you know, you don't know where that video is going. You don't know. It may not be you that's doing something with it.
Exactly.
Because you have all these apps. You have all these apps that have access to your phone. And we give them permission to do whatever they need to do.
Yep. And that's why you got to be careful of the medicine. You got to be careful of what you're taking. I mean, the doctor may say, oh, I'm prescribing this to you. You got to be careful. You got to think about it.
Research it. My thing is, let me tell you something. When my doctor gives me something, I Google, well, now I can Google it, but you know what my mother, she had, I still have it. It's a medical book that she had, and it has all the any medication that the doctor prescribes, it has it in that book. They have the generic name of it and the original name of it.
But you know, every year there's a revision. All of this is the medicines revised, because they come up with newer medicines like every day. To replace other medications, and they come with new side effects.
Yep, that's true.
So it's like you're literally paying to stay on top of stuff, because you may have to buy a book once every 6 months or once a year to stay on top of the new medications. That's why for them it's so expensive, because they have to keep going back to school to learn certain things, because there's newer things, new technology, new medicines, new techniques coming out, and they have to learn it to stay on top of the game.
Like I said, thank goodness for Google, because guess what? If it's anything that I get, if it's something new or something I Google it. Because if it ain't in that book, I Google it. And I look it up, I read what the side effects are, read what it's, you know, what it's for, or you know, other things that it can be treated for, or whatever. Nah, like you're not gonna just give me anything or just push anything to me. Like, I remember years ago, this doctor I was going to, he was Chinese. He tried to get me to take some diet pill, some type of pill, and he was like, "Oh, if you take this pill," I said, "Sir, I'm not taking that." I said, "I'm not taking that." I said, because like I said, I'll just do my own thing, if you know, just you know, to do my own thing and just change up the way I eat. But I'm not taking any pill. And he couldn't really tell me much about it, because he said it's some new pill. I'm not taking it. What do you mean it's some new pill? I said, right now I probably had no fingers right now if I started taking them damn pills.
You might be talking.
I know, right?
Exactly. But hi, how you doing? Hey, I'm doing fine, thank you. And you're having a conversation with yourself.
And you might change your clothes to different characters that you have within yourself during the course of the day. it might make you just throw away the meat of the chicken and just eat the bone. Like,
right.
You never
the bone instead of the chicken.
Oh man.
You never know. I mean, we gotta laugh at it sometimes, but then you know, to soften the bone, but then there's the harsh. Yeah, the harsh reality of it, because some of us have seen too many people go through it, too many people have to deal with it, and, you know, it's just sad. And I just hope that somewhere along the line, like, once again, humanity starts to come into play. I don't want to lose hope, but sometimes, man, it's just looking real suspect.
Yeah, it is.
So we got less than 90 seconds left. Okay, dog.
Okay.
Parting shots.
For the tomorrow, for the Absolute Truth Show, on behalf of the Hot Rod, who can't call tonight, but however, tomorrow the show will be about mental illness.
All right. Okay.
And the Absolute Truth Show at 10:30 tomorrow night.
Okay.
On Blog Talk Radio. Any parting shots?
On BlogTalkRadio.com.
Just listen. Just talk to your doctor and try to research. Even if he or she don't know, listen, do your own research. That's the best way. If you get coming down with an ailment, do your own research. Sometimes you can get some good advice from Google or, you know, and maybe you might treat yourself. Might help you out. And when you go back to the doctor might be like, oh, well, what happened? Oh, well, I changed my diet up. I did this. I did that. So just do your own research and ask
That's
questions.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to ask.
That's right. Don't be afraid to ask.
Or go to the local guy and get some weed.
That's...
Oh gosh.
Shoot, it's your body. So guess what?
The menu didn't say that. That was Kato. Again, another one in the can. Thank you, everybody. K Dog, Big Red. You know.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You guys, all
right,
week.
No problem.
Everybody have
don't
a
forget
good
tomorrow
night.
At 10:30, the Absolute Truth Show, Mental Illness.
All right. Okay.
Rod and the gang. Peace.
All right. Peace out, y'all. Later.
Peace out.